Joining us now is the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Sabah.
These banks and financial institutions have destroyed people's lives and cost people, some of them, their savings. How long will it take before customers have recompense and the banks don't prolong this process any further than necessary?
Well, in terms of holding people to account, that is now being done by the referrals from Commissioner Hayne to the relevant authorities.
We'll get to that in a tick.
And we have announced that we're establishing a compensation scheme of last resort through the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, a body that we have set up, a body that was endorsed by Commissioner Hayne, and we will ensure that people have their opportunity to be heard for cases going back a decade, which coincides with the period that was looked at by the Royal Commission, and in those cases, if judgments are made in favour of those particular individuals who have suffered misconduct and harm, they will be compensated.
Some people have waited years already. Are they going to have to wait a decade more?
Well, what we have already said yesterday was that there will be a $30 million made available.
Yeah, but to the time frame, that's what I'm getting to.
Well, that money will flow. But in terms of going forward, in terms of the cases that haven't been heard, that is now going to happen over the course of the next 12 months.
But you wouldn't want that dragged out for a long time?
Absolutely not. These people are entitled to have their cases heard, and where they have suffered harm as a result of the misconduct by their financial institutions, compensated.
The Bankers Association's Anna Bligh was very contrite yesterday, a big mea culpa on behalf of the banks.
And so
the
she
banks
should be.
Have they done enough? The Commissioner was pretty blunt yesterday about the National Australia Bank and Ken Henry and Andrew Thorburn.
Well, this is just the start of the road back from, on behalf of the banks, to win the trust of the Australian people. The recommendations are very important.
That's have why they been contrite enough?
Well, I think they've said the right things so far, but it's now the question whether they will do the right things. And the culture must start. From the culture of change must start within those financial institutions. Commissioner Hayne was very clear that it's those entities responsible and their boards and their senior executives who need to be held to account for the consequences of their decisions. Now it's up to those financial institutions to ensure that the culture changes, that the misconduct doesn't occur again, and that the performance is in the best interest of the consumers.
Well, the NAB board is meeting today. Should Andrew Thorburn go?
Well, Sabra, it's not for me to opine on the individual cases
or
individual institutions. Well, my view is that those decisions should be left to the board themselves and to the shareholders based on what they think is in the best interest of their customers and their company.
Let's put it this way. Should NAB customers and shareholders now demand that the board take action?
Again, that is a question for them.
When is... Many people would be really puzzled. Why is sorry the hardest word for the government?
Well, we're looking to the future, and we're the ones who actually announced yesterday that we are going to take action on all 76 recommendations. I want to point out that when we came to government, we actually put in place the Murray Financial Systems Inquiry. That has led to a number of important reforms, like the Banking Executive Accountability Regime, which was endorsed by Commissioner Hayne yesterday, which is making a difference.
You can point to that record, but other people are going to be thinking about the 18 months that this government pushed back against the Royal Commission, in fact, 26 times you voted against it. A lot of people remember that. If the banks have been contrite, why won't the government just simply say sorry?
But, Sabra, the conduct that we've heard through the Royal Commission has been going back years. And on Bill Shorten's watch, when he was Financial Services Minister, you had major financial scandals. When Labor was in government...
Sure, and I will ask him that when he's in this studio. But what about you and this government's
because
conduct?
Because the clear point is... we're the ones who called the Banking Royal Commission. We're the ones who announced yesterday
that
we're taking action
months.
On all 76 recommendations. We're the ones who have put in place important reforms, and that we're the ones who are going to offer banking customers a compensation scheme of last resort.
Again, why is sorry the hardest word?
Well, my message to the Australian people is that we are on their side to get better consumer outcomes, to deliver to deliver a financial system that is working for all of them.
The Commissioner was pretty damning of the regulators, that they were just way too timid. Why should the public have faith now that these regulators are going to follow through and prosecute, given the report's criticism?
Well, you're right. They were too timid, and they were preferring negotiation over litigation. that Commissioner Hayne did find them wanting. But he did say yesterday in his report that they have changed their approach. We've put in new leadership in ASIC, a new chairman, two new deputy chairs. We've provided $170 million of additional funding to our regulators and our law enforcement agencies, and I am confident that they will be up to the task.
What personal assurances have you had from ASIC and APRA, you know, Wayne Byers and James Shipton, that things are changing?
Well, I've spoken to both of them, as well as yesterday Daniel Crennan QC. They assured me that they are very focused on the task ahead.
And they've given you an assurance that
they're getting
the watchdog are getting teeth?
This is a really interesting point, because what Commissioner Hayne found was that the misconduct that occurred was largely in breach of existing laws.
Correct.
And so the regulators weren't taking the necessary action to hold these people to account. What they have assured me as regulators is they're very focused on ensuring that the people who have engaged in misconduct and those entities are held to account.
ASIC yesterday ordered the Commonwealth's financial planning arm to stop charging fees and stop taking new clients as part of an enforceable undertaking because it simply wasn't moving fast enough. Is that a sign of the kind of muscling up that we're going to see now from the regulators?
Well, I think you'll see a much more forward-leaning approach on all these issues.
The new assessment board, which will supervise APRA and ASIC, it seems like it'll operate in secret. What's the point of that, given that the Royal Commission has been the best proof that sunlight is the best disinfectant?
Well, this new oversight board will be reporting to government, and governments don't operate in secret. We're, as politicians and ministers and treasurers and prime ministers, we're accountable to the Australian people. What we will ensure is that ASIC and APRA are operating as effectively as possible in the best interests of Australians, and we will make whatever reforms are necessary to ensure that occurs.
All right, we're nearly out of time. I just want to ask you about your own battle in the coming election, your electorate. You're now facing a challenge from Oliver Yates, an independent, who says that voters should turf you out because of your inability to convince the government to take effective action on climate change. How serious a threat does he pose to you?
Well, I've faced a contest in all the three elections that I've won since coming to office, and I look forward to the next contest. What I'll continue to do is deliver for the more than 20,000 small businesses in the electorate, the more than 30,000 school students, the volunteer organisations like Guide Dogs, and the shelter that I've helped provide for women who have been suffering at domestic violence. I've got a good, strong local track record, and I'll be making the case to the people of Kooyong between now and the next election.
Treasurer, thanks for joining AM this morning.
Always good to be with you.